أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at the concept of Nubuwwah, and we started off when we looked at that concept focusing on the ayah of Surah Taha. This is Surah number 20, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the dialogue between Fir'aun and Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And we see that Fir'aun asks Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, qala fa man rabbukuma ya Musa? And who is your Rabb, O Musa? Qala, Musa said, Rabbuna alladhi a'ta kulla shay'in khalqahu thumma hada. Our Rabb is He who gave to everything its creation, then guided it to its goal. And we've been looking at the profiles of some of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for our guidance. And today we will look at the most mentioned prophet in the Qur'an. And this is none other than Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Mentioned a lot of times in Surah Maryam, which is Surah number 19. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. And mention Musa in the book. Surely he was one purified, and he was a messenger, a prophet. So his name is Musa, son of Imran. His mother was known as Yuhail, and she gave birth to Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Prophet Harun alayhi salam. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam has said that Allah inspired Prophet Musa alayhi salam, saying, "Do you know, O Musa, why I selected you from amongst my creation and preferred you over them to hear my word?" And Musa alayhi salam said, "No." And Allah said, "I cast a look at the inhabitants of the earth and found none amongst them more humble than you." And it is said that then Prophet Musa alayhi salam prostrated on the ground, rubbed his cheeks on the dust as a sign of humility to his Rabb. And Allah inspired him again, saying, "Raise your head, O Musa, pass your hand over the place where you prostrated, wipe your face with it, and whatever you can touch of your body, for this will be security against any sickness or ailment, against any affliction or handicap." When you finish doing sajda, pass your hand over the place where you did sajda, and pass it all over the places where it hurts. It has an amazing effect, because it bears testimony of your submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, well, the family of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, who had settled in Egypt, grew to a large number, and they were called the Bani Israel. And after several centuries, a man called Fir'aun came to power in Egypt. He was alarmed to see that the Bani Israel had become so many in number. And taking over, he made life very difficult for them. And his oppression to them increased when an astrologer told him one day that a boy would be born from the Bani Israel who would destroy his kingdom. Now, this infuriated him, and he ordered that every male child born to the Bani Israel should be killed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in the Quran, in Surah Al-Qasas in Ayah 4, he says, إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَا عَلَى فِي الْعَرْضِ وَجَعَلَ أَحْلَهَا شِيَعًا يَسْتَغْفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Surely Fir'aun exalted himself in the land and made its people into parties. Weakening one party from amongst them, he slaughtered their sons and let their women live. Surely he was one of the mischief makers. When Prophet Musa a.s. was born, his mom was petrified. She was really worried. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires her, and he says in Surah Al-Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in Ayah 7, وَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ عَرَضِيَهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّ رَادُّهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَعِلُهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we reveal to the mother of Musa, saying, "Feed him, then when you fear for him, cast him into the river. Don't fear, don't grieve. We will bring him back to you and make him one of the messengers." So Prophet Musa alayhi's mother took a small box made by Izqil, a carpenter. She lined it with cotton, placed Prophet Musa alayhi's in it, and cast him into the waters of the Nile. She sent her daughter to follow the little box and see where it went. The box came amongst the trees in the garden belonging to Fir'aun. Fir'aun's wife Asiya finds the box and asks Fir'aun if they could adopt the child as their own. Despite his misgivings, he agreed to her request. The child would not stop crying. He called some women to feed the crying child, but the baby refused milk from all the women who came to feed him. In the meantime, the sister came forward and offered to introduce a woman whom she was certain the baby would accept. Fir'aun asked for the woman to be brought, and thus Prophet Musa alayhi salam was reunited with his mom. Allah mentions this in Surah Al-Qasas. In Ayah 12, he says, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَقَالَتْ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى أَهْلِ بَيْتِي يَقْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ. And we ordained that you refuse to be fed by any foster mother before. So she said, now this is his sister Miriam, shall I point out to you the people of the house will take care of him for you, and they will be benevolent to him. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ قَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحَزَنَا وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So we gave him back to his mom that her eyes might be refreshed, and that she might not grieve, and that she might know that the promise of Allah is true, but most of them did not know. When his infancy was over, Asiya said to Musa, mother of Musa, I would like you to bring my son back to me. So she promised to bring him to her on a particular day. Now Asiya said to those who were close to her and to her housekeepers, each one of you should welcome him back with a present, for I am sending a trusted person who will take account what each housekeeper will do. Well, presents started showering him as soon as he came to Asiya's house, and she received him with generosity, so glad to see him. She admired the good effect his mom had had on him. So she said, take him to Fir'aun so that he may be gracious to him. Well, when the mother of Moses brings him to Fir'aun, Fir'aun puts him on his lap. It is said that Musa took hold of Fir'aun's beard and pulled it. So in his little hand he had a few of those hairs. Fir'aun was furious. And immediately he calls Asiya. And Asiya says, he's only a child. And Fir'aun said, angrily said, this is most definitely the enemy I have been seeking. Well, Asiya said, I will prove to you that he is a child. So she put ornaments of gold and sapphire in one basin, and she put burning timbers in another. And she told him, if he stretches his hands to the sapphires, we will say that he does know and that you may kill him. But if he takes the burning timber, you will know that he's only a child. So she took two basins. In one she puts gold and sapphires and precious jewels, and in the other she puts burning pieces of timber. It is said, as Prophet Musa alayhi salam stretches his hand towards the sapphires and the gold, Jibreel moves his hand away from the basin. So he grabbed a piece of burning timber and immediately put it in his mouth. It burned his tongue, causing a permanent lisp. And it is to this lisp that Allah refers to in Surah Al-Taha, when Prophet Musa alayhi salam is told to go to Fir'aun at a later stage, and he does his dua, and he says, وَاحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Untie the knot of my tongue so that they may comprehend my speech. And Asiya, turning to Fir'aun, said, don't you see what he has done? He's only a child. He doesn't know what he's doing. And there he was saved from being killed by Fir'aun. We will continue with the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, inshallah, tomorrow.